Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Good evening from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill. You are listening to UB Bulls Basketball Insider. Coming up at 6 o'clock will be UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold and John Fuller. Right now, I'm joined by the second-year head coach of the UB men's basketball program, Nate Oates. Coach, it's finally game week. Big game against Damon on Friday night against at 8:30, part of a doubleheader. How excited are you to finally get out on the court and play in a real game setting?
Yeah, it'll be great. Our guys are getting a little edgy. They get tired going against each other all the time. It's getting about that time. You know, the 30 practices 6 weeks before the first game is a lot of practices against each other. So we've kind of gotten to that point where everybody's getting a little edgy, and we need to go play against somebody else, compete against somebody else, and you know, remind each other that we're all on the same team, and we've got an opponent coming up, so that's coming up Friday, so it'll be good.
I mean, you've been in basketball for a while, whether it's college or the high school game. Is that something that is pretty normal by the time you get to this early November that – get a game going?
Yeah, you know what, it is pretty normal. At you know, in high school you don't have this long before your first game, and in the NBA they certainly don't have this long. You know, we got Lindsay with the NBA experience, you know, they go like a week and then they start playing preseason games. So college is a little bit different than a lot of the rest of the levels of basketball, where we get so much practice time before the first game. And to be honest with you, sometimes it's hard to know what you need to fix until you start playing somebody else. You know, you can try, you know, but other teams have better driving, screening, whatever it may be, and you're better at something else, and so you don't get exposed until you start playing some games on some stuff. So hopefully we come out and play well Friday, but you know, we'll see. That's what we've got the games for to begin with before conference play. That's what's different about it than football too.
You had an intra-squad scrimmage a week ago, a scrimmage this past weekend, and then now the exhibition game. Is that kind of the natural flow for a college program? You know, you do your practicing, get in the new plays, and then you try to get maybe some refs involved so you can get into that game-like setting before you really hit, you know, your regular season opener on the 11th.
Yeah, it all depends. Different people do it different, but I thought it was good. We did have the inter-squad scrimmage where we went against each other with the real refs, and then hopefully the new ways they're going to call it. You know, they're supposed to, every year they've got new things they're going to emphasize is what they're going to call. But, you know, it's still just different than a real game with refs, with fans in the stands. And, you know, in an inner squad, you don't have any gripes about playing time because you got your team split up into two different teams. Now we're going to, you know, guys aren't going to play as much as they think or that they hope because there's just not that many minutes to go around. And, you know, not now, what's a guy going to do when he doesn't play as much as he had hoped? Is he going to come back with great attitude and earn some more minutes? Or is he, you know, that those are the questions that are about to be answered and asked, I guess, if you can use the term asked here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, before the game on Friday, we'll be raising the championship banner for the 2015-16 season. Second year going to be doing that to start the season against Damon. How, I know you're looking forward to 16-17, but how excited are you to see that championship banner go up in the rafters?
That'll be great. I mean, you know, I looked up the other day. I saw they've kind of maneuvered some around and created some space up there. And they've even got, you know, the NCAA tournament. They've got the 2016 out. But it'll be good for that banner itself to go up there. You know, hopefully we can, you know, we used to, when we were first here with Hurley that first year, you know, Hurley would shoot around, game day shoot around. He would always point up to the banners in the different gymnasiums and kind of point out which programs had been to an NCAA tournament, you know, because we hadn't. That was his big thing, you know, we're going to get to the tournament. So, you know, you go to some places, they got a lot of them up there. So, but now it's, you know, we're starting to get a couple of our own up there, so it'll be good to hang that one.
Well, that wall's running out of space, which I said is a nice problem to have for both the men's and the women's programs.
Yeah, well, shoot, hopefully we just keep going. They'll create some more space somewhere. I'm sure we can find some space.
What's impressed you so much about your team here in the last, maybe we haven't talked in about 10 days. What's really started impressing you about this team as you're getting ready and prepping here for game week?
You know what, I think our practice intensity is better this year than it was last year. You know, I think we've got a lot of different guys going hard at each other. I think a lot of the new guys are bringing an energy that, you know, they're really competing. So, you know, and I do think we're shooting the ball a little bit better right now. Like, Willie's been on fire. You know, hopefully I don't jinx him. Hopefully he comes out Friday and continues to be on fire. But he's really been shooting the ball well. CJ's been shooting it really well. I think our shooting's better than it was early last year, and our defensive intensity. You know, and then we'll have to see where it takes us on Friday, though.
You know, I talked to CJ last week when he was here on the radio show, and he really talked about how that game against Damon last year when he scored 25 points, that was really the moment where he thought that he was a capable player in this league. Because we've talked about it that he was never really granted playing time when he came in, and him and you talked about maybe even redshirt in the season. And then he went out against Damon his freshman year, his first game in that environment, put up 25 points, and that was for him. That was the moment where he knew that he could play at the Division I competitive level. Is that something, of course, that you're hoping that these newcomers you have this year that they're going to do on Friday?
Yeah, I really do. It gave CJ a lot of confidence. And you know what? He's surprised a lot. I mean, we saw he'd been playing well. Obviously, he'd been playing well enough that we were going to play him, you know, decent minutes in that exhibition, but we didn't know he was going to be that good. So he comes out, you know, he gives himself some confidence. He gives us a lot more confidence in him. Then, you know, he turns around. You know, we played at Duke early in the year. He had 17 at Duke and led us in scoring. So even though it's just an exhibition, whatever you may want to call it, it's a big deal to us. You know, see a kid, how's Quate going to come out and play in his first game here? How's Devontae going to play? You know, I thought James had a real good day in practice today. You know, how are some of those new guys? I thought Dante's made great strides here in the last few days of practice. So, you know, which one of those guys is going to really step up? And then even some of the returners and new roles. You know, Nick and CJ have a new role this year. So how are they going to be in their new roles? So it's got a lot of questions to answer. And I think an exhibition gives you, you know, we're gonna play a trimmed up rotation, obviously compared to our inner squad, but maybe even, you know, from the scrimmage we had. But you know, it's still gonna be enough. We're gonna get enough guys, enough minutes to where they're gonna have a chance to play and to kind of get themselves rolling. And you know what? Hopefully some guys, you know, shoot, would it be great to have a newcomer come in and score 25 like CJ did? It would be great. Now, I think some guys are capable of it, but even if they don't, like, you know, is there a guy that could come out and get 10 rebounds or, you know, a guy that really sits down and locks up on D and brings a defensive intensity to the team that we need? Just some of that type of stuff we'll be looking for, too.
And how much of a scouting report do you do in these games to make it like that real game day set, that game setting?
We try to do as much as we possibly can. You know, like, basically you're going to have to take what Damon did last year, though. You don't have any game film from this year. You know, and you figure out whatever personnel you can get on him. But we try to do it as in-depth as we possibly can with the information that we have right now, just so that they get used to really having that. You know, and we're working on the Niagara Scout and the Xavier Scout, all of them right now. You know, Lindsey's got one, Jim's got the other, Jim's got the Damon one. So we're trying to get all that stuff just so they're used to going through what a regular game scouting report's going to look like.
Well, we have much more here with Nate Oates, but we're going to take a quick break. This is a Bulls Digital Network production of UB Basketball Insider with Nate Oates, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on ESPN 1520, the worldwide leader in sports. We'll be right back.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hit. Oh, yes! Are you kidding me?
While the women look to defend theirs.
Stephanie Reed, she might be the one to take this final shot. She tosses it. Oh! Good! Oh! The Bulls have got it!
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, and you can join us for our next episode of UB Basketball Insider on Thursday, November 10th at 5:30 p.m., That's going to be a special signing day edition as the early signing period starts the day before on Wednesday the 9th. And I know you can't give us any names, but talk to us about recruiting at this time of year, how you're trying to get this team ready for practice and ready for a season, but you're also trying to sign a pretty good class for next season with signing day coming up in just under a week.
Yeah, you know what, we can't – the rules change like every week, I think, with the NCAA. So I can't talk about them, but you can go look at our Twitter account and see who we retweeted. So we actually got three really good ones verbally committed to us, and they will hopefully be signing. We're bringing a fourth one actually bringing two kids on for a visit this weekend with the exhibition game. You know, one of them's verbal and the other one's not. So hopefully we got a good visit this weekend, and if we can get four signed early, that'd be great. We've got four seniors. Make our life a lot easier during the year. But, you know, like Coach Hodgson's been the main recruiter. He's done a really good job with all of it, really. I mean, he's gotten us into some places we maybe hadn't been able to get into before. And, you know, we're hopefully able to replace these guys with more than capable players and keep this thing going the way the direction we've got it going right now.
Coach Hodgson's going to join us on that show next week as the main recruiter to talk to us about some of those guys and the recruiting process. But coming from the high school ranks and being a head coach at Romulus, does that give you a better idea when going through the recruiting process of how to maybe talk to some of these high school players or talk to their coaches and really get an idea if they're going to be the proper fit for you and your team?
Yeah, you know what? Like when I came here, I hadn't been as Coach Shirley's assistant, I hadn't been a Division I assistant before, but I had 11 years at Romulus with recruiting experience really on the other side of it, and I still tell all the parents this. Like, I've been on your side of it a lot longer than I've been on this side of it. You know, I saw the arrogant coaches come in, like, act like, you know, you should just go to this place because, like, that doesn't work very well. So you see what works, what doesn't work. you know, the guys that come in that are just real, real people that you can talk to, you know, and sit down and give you what pros and cons of the place and really build a relationship with you. Like, that's what works. So we've been able to do a pretty good job in recruiting. And I think the fact that I had quite a few, I think there's 17 kids I coached at Rhymnos that went on and gave Division I scholarships. So going through the process with all of them, I went on a lot of visits. You know, I had a decent amount of them didn't have a father involved, so I became, you know, a lot of the mothers really didn't know what was going on with the whole deal. So you sit down and have those meetings with the kid and the mom and go through the whole process, pros, cons on, you know, all these different schools, and you see what they like, what they don't like. And I would never tell a kid where to go, but, you know, you'd certainly help them figure out what's most important to them. So just going through that process as many times as I did back then, it definitely helped when I got here, because I knew what didn't work for sure. I knew the kind of person, and you know what, really just be a genuine person and talk to them and let them know their son's going to be taken care of when they get here. And then the school's a great, great school to sell, too. It's not like we got to make some stuff up, like act like this is some great academic institution when it's not. It is a great place to come. So in that regard, you know, I feel like we're selling a really good spot to come to, and we've done a pretty good job with that so far.
And then selling two NCAA tournament appearances and a couple of rings doesn't hurt either in the process.
No, you wear that ring when you walk in the living room. You know, let them know they might be getting another one of those. But no, kids want to win. They going back to back. You know, even competing against schools in our league, like, you know, the kids. I mean, Lindsay just finished playing not that long ago, 5-6 years ago. They don't really even remember who he is, but they certainly know who's been in the tournament for the last 2 years. So it's not really who was great 5 years ago. It's who's great right now, and what have you done for us lately? And right now we're the team that's been to the tournament the last 2 years in a row, and that's what they want to be a part of. So it's made the fact that UB is a great institution in and of itself, and then the fact that we've been winning and going to the tournament, it's made recruiting a little bit easier for us here these last couple of years.
And talk to us about some of your Michigan connections. Obviously, you know, you have two guys on this year's squad, and Raheem Johnson and Christian Pino that played for you at Romulus, and then a couple of other Michigan guys that maybe you played against or that you coached against. I mean, how much of those connections help, you know, when you're going through the process?
You know what, it definitely helps, because I think recruiting's about relationships, and, you know, you go back to the guys that you'd built relationships with for a long time. You know, and the Romulus thing is, Pino and Raheem will both be done, and, you know, obviously Moss was from Romulus, and I had a chance to bring a couple others in. It just it didn't work out like the position they were and what we needed at the time or whatever, you know, but that may run out. You know, they're not going to have high level players every year like we had at the end of it. But just the people, you know, back there, if there's somebody available that, you know, that we want to recruit, usually I've got a connection. Now, we may decide that there's a better kid elsewhere and go for him, but I think you first got to be able to get in the door some of these places. And the other thing is, it changes quickly, though, too. Like, some of the high school coaches that I coached against back there are no longer coaching, or they moved on or whatever. So you still have to work to maintain that connection. It's not like it's just – you just go back there and you know everybody. Like, I went back and spoke at the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan clinic like a week ago, you know, and there's a fair number that I know, but there's been turnover here. This is my fourth year here, so it's getting more and more turnover every year. So you start to build some relationships other places as well. And again, I think that's what Brian's done a really good job of, is going to those places where he's got relationships and really working those.
And I think those relationships don't just stop with players, but they also move on to when you need to fill an assistant coaching spot. And with Coach Hunter, I think you coached against his son, right? His son played at Country Day. Am I making that up, or is that a real thing?
You made that up, but that's all right. Here's the connection with him. Josh, I don't know what I'm allowed to talk about.
But I did pick a real high school there that you
did. And we, Maury Diani actually went to Country Day that was here, and I coached against him. His sons played for Southfield Christian. The head coach at Southfield Christian was my assistant at Romulus for 9 years. He left me and then won 3 state championships in a row with Lindsay's oldest son, and now then his middle son, and now his youngest son plays for him too. So I knew Lindsay through my former assistant that was coached his sons. Then Lindsay actually helped him coach too. So the connections there. Just it, Country Day wasn't the right school, but it was Southfield Christian up there. But like Lindsey's well connected, because even when he was playing for the Pistons, and that's where he played the majority of his career, he was still like a big workout guy. Like he would, you know, he's playing in the NBA and he's still working out these high school kids and stuff. He's just a big gym rat. So like the whole Detroit basketball scene knows Lindsey really well, just because he's in gyms all the time. He's working guys out and he's playing pickup here and there. So he's got a lot of connections back that way too.
You know, I have a hard enough time with high schools in the Western New York area, let alone high schools in Michigan.
Dude, I'm with you. I know the Michigan one's a little bit better. You could probably help me with the ones out here.
I got you. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the beginning of the regular season, the schedule, the road trips, and how it's all going to shape up. But right now, we're going to go to a quick break. This is a Bulls Digital Network production of UB Basketball Insider with Nate Oates, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on ESPN 1520, the worldwide leader in sports. We'll be right back.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hit. Oh, yes!
Are you kidding me? While the women look to defend theirs.
Stephanie Reed, she might be the one to take this final shot. She tosses it. Good! Oh! The Bulls have got it!
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Reminder, November 4th, the Bulls will tip off their season. The women take on Bloomsburg at 6 p.m., followed by the men at 8:30 when they host Damon. Don't miss any more banner-raising or buzzer-beater moments and get your tickets today. And the UB football team will take on Miami, Ohio in their final home game on November 12th at 1 p.m. Prior to the game, fans can listen to the local cover band Nerds Gone Wild as part of Stampede Square. For tickets and more information on both of those, you can call 1-877-UB-THERE or go to ubbulls.com. The Bulls had a big win the other night against Akron. I know you were out there. Big win for
the Bulls. Yeah, I was there the whole game, so you know we got this will be a good show for him coming off the win. Well, they look good. Shoot, Jordan Johnson had, 280 yards rushing or something?
Yeah, close? I think 284, yeah.
That's crazy. That's pretty impressive considering the running backs come out of here. James, I'm a big Packer fan because I grew up in Wisconsin. They got James Starks came through here. And you got Brandon Oliver wasn't bad himself. So that was impressive. They were doing, and the defense looked good, so hopefully they can keep it rolling here.
And you fought the elements, too. You were out there on the sideline. You don't have to worry about that during basketball season.
Yeah, that's the best part about doing halftime interviews of basketball is you don't have to worry about what you're wearing. You know, they had me doing some halftime interview there. I thought I needed my parka out there. But it's beautiful tonight.
Yeah.
It's like almost 70 degrees now. They play the game tonight.
You're nice. You gave Coach Weitzel the indoor interview on 1520 that game. That was nice of you. You did the outside, and you gave him the cozy radio.
Oh, he got. Oh, is that? Yeah. Jim Jim's not, he's not as tough as we are from Wisconsin. He's from Iowa originally. Yeah, he's a Packer fan, though. They don't have an NFL team in Iowa, so we share that connection.
I mean, are you able to talk to him right now? I know you got a big game for the Cubs tonight. I mean, him and Coach Bowman, you probably can't even talk to them in the office.
Yeah,
right?
I know they're in some trouble though, down 3-2, and they have to win two on the road. So they've been all Cubs for the last couple of weeks, but it's about to come to a screeching halt, I think, here soon.
Well, luckily the World Series will come to an end before your regular season gets started. 8 of the first 9 games on the road. What are the challenges of
is that what we got? That's bad. Who did that schedule?
Well, I'm not going to name names, but I think
eight of the first 9 on the road. We're in trouble. You got better learn how to win on the road. That's for sure. So you know, and going to Alaska, we got some long trips, and it's harder to win on the road. So and some of the teams are pretty tough. We got to go to Xavier, to Pitt, to Creighton. Those I know Creighton and Xavier's like top 5. Creighton's like top 20, top 25. Pitt's obviously really good. Some of the teams we're going to play in Alaska are very good. So we've got to be good early. You know, we struggled a little bit last year in non-conference before we got it rolling. The challenge this year is we got to be better earlier. And, hopefully we can come out of the gate shooting the ball better, being a better defensive team, gelling a little bit quicker. You know, we've got more returners this year, so hopefully that's the case.
Most of those early games on national television, CBS Sports Network has the Xavier game, has the Great Alaska Shootout, and then Fox Sports 1 is going to pick up that Creighton game. When you go and you play those games this year and you play them last year against Duke on ESPN2, what does that do not only for your players on your current team, but we've been talking a lot of recruiting, but also in the recruiting process, the show that you can – you'll go out and you'll play those teams and you'll have those national television performances?
I think kids want to play against the better teams. They don't want to play, you know, there's 3 or 4 teams in our league that play 4 non-Division I schools. Kids don't want to do that. They want to play, you know, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Duke, you know, all those teams, Xavier this year. You know, we went into some big-time places and played some big-time games. And that's what, you know, at Iowa State last year. So it'll be good. Plus, you know, recruits can see you on TV. You know, some of the guys that were talked to, yeah, I remember that. They were watching the Kentucky game or they were watching the game, you know, when we were up on Wisconsin at the half. Like, they see that stuff. So it's better for recruiting. I think it makes you better for conference play, playing tougher teams like that. So that's kind of our mentality. And we're not going to shy away from that. So you're seeing it again in this year's schedule.
Well, and maybe this is by design, and maybe it's a coincidence, but then you play Canisius down at the KeyBank Center Arena here. You're playing Robert Morris down at the they just changed the name of the arena. It's a painting company now. But it's where the Penguins play. So it's
Sherwin Williams or something.
No, it's not even that popular.
I don't know the name.
But when you play in those arena type settings, is that something that you do in preparation for maybe the MAC tournament and NCAA tournament when you're going to play in a bigger building?
Yeah, I can't even lie and say that we planned it that way. Robert Morris just kind of let us know. I think they're redoing their gym on campus. So that's where we ended up playing. But it is nicer to play in big arenas that you'll have. You know, we play in the queue for the MAC tournament. And then we play, we'll play hopefully, you know, if we can make it to the NCAA tournament, it's going to be a big arena. So playing those games in those big arenas help, as well as playing, you know, at big-time places like Xavier, Pitt, and Creighton.
And then you open with Niagara up there at Niagara on November 11th. Just talk to us about the importance of playing the local teams. You play Niagara, you play Canisius, you play St. Bonaventure down in Olean. How important is it to play your local rivals?
I think those are, like, the big rivalry games are big. You know, they, it's pretty intense. You know, and we talk about playing in the big arenas and stuff. It's also, you go to a place like Niagara, like in that small gym, and they're right on top of you. That's a great environment in and of itself. So I think those are games you want to keep playing to keep the local rivalry going. And, you know, they've been good games here. You know, St. Bonaventure's in the A-10. You know, that league's a really good league. And I think that, you know, Niagara and Canisius, those are games that have been played. You want to keep those on the schedule. And I like the fact that we're playing those games.
You know, and then you talk about the game at the arena, and it's a doubleheader too, and then Niagara and St. Bonaventure play. So it's a nice day of college basketball for the Western New York community to get two games going down at the arena for the price of one.
Yeah, I think that when they've done it in the past, it's been good for Western New York basketball, and hopefully it continues to be that way this year, and hopefully we can get a lot of fans down there for those couple games.
Well, Coach, that's going to do it for us here. Best of luck on Friday against Damon, and then we'll talk to you before the regular season gets underway against Niagara. But that's going to do it for us here for UB Basketball Insider here from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. When we come back, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, hosted by John Fuller.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.